This year, there are several LGBTQ plus candidates running for office around Nevada. As KUNR's Lucia Starbuck explains, they say it's time there's more representation in local government.
A rainbow pride flag hangs over a doorway inside Swill Coffee and Wine in Reno as a few dozen people float around chatting about politics. It's part of a fundraiser for LGBTQ plus candidates.
I don't shy away from the fact that this is a historic race.
That's Aaron Sims. He's planning to run for mayor of Carson City.
I would be the first openly gay mayor Carson City's ever had.
Official candidate filing for that position hasn't opened yet, but he's already bracing himself for challenges. So far, he's received nothing but positive reactions and says it's critical for there to be LGBTQ plus representation in government.
You're seeing more of it across the country and even across the world, where people are able to stand up regardless of what their sexual orientation might be and run for office, take a stand, be somebody who can protect other folks of marginalized communities.
Reno native Rebecca Goff helps sponsor the fundraiser and considers herself an ally to this community.
Because they have issues that are different and that need to be addressed and for so long have been ignored or even worse, vilified or just pushed to the side, and they have voices that need to be heard.
She wants to see more of these voices in all levels of government.
I think it's important for especially the younger generation to see that it doesn't matter what orientation you are, what race you are, what gender you are, you can be in these positions of authority. You can make a difference in your community.
According to an index put together by the advocacy group, the Human Rights Campaign, many cities in Nevada could do much more to improve inclusivity for LGBTQ+ community members. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.